Sadie? Sadie, are you sleeping?
Me sleeping? No, what gives you that idea? I'm just sitting here on the recliner with my eyes closed.
Sadie, are you sleeping?
No, I'm not sleeping.
I'm sorry.
Do me a favor, next time you want to know if I'm sleeping or not, please don't ask me if I'm sleeping. Especially when I'm sleeping.
I'm sorry, Zadie. Are you Michael me?
Yes, don't worry about it, Ephraimel. Yeah, Michael, you had to wake up anyway to go learn with my Chavrusa.
But Zadie, you promised to take me to the toy store to buy me toys. And you promised to buy me
Whoa, wait a second. I promised? Did I say that I promise? I usually don't promise things.
You said, Zadie, you're going to try to take me to the store tonight.
So why are you saying that I promised?
I meant to say, you promised to try.
Wait a second. I think there were some conditions before I promised to try. What were those conditions?
I have to get over 90 on the Chumash test, and I did.
Oh, Baruch Hashem.
And I was supposed to clean up the basement. The playroom in the basement, and I did.
Baruch Hashem.
So, are we going? Are you going to try to promise? I mean, promise to try? I mean, are you going to take me? Are you going to try to take me?
Wait a second. There was another condition. What was it?
But I did 2 out of 3. That's Roiv. That's most of it.
What was the other condition?
It was that I don't kvetch and don't complain and don't scream at any of my brothers or sisters for 2 weeks.
Did you fulfill that condition?
No, but I promised to try.
That's not enough. I'm gonna need much more of a firm commitment. No kvetching, no screaming, no complaining, and no fighting with your brothers and sisters.
Well, it's just with Shlomi. I just need to fight with Shlomi.
What do you need to fight with Shlomi for?
Because it's not fair. Shlomi gets everything. He's getting a new suit now, Hanukkah. And he just got one for Pesach.
But well, you also got a new suit for Pesach.
But he's getting another one now. He always gets everything.
Yes, what else does he get?
He got a new Svarmshank. And I've been asking for new bookcase for a new Svarmshank since the day I was born.
Since the day you were born? That's interesting. I remember you on the day you were born. I don't recall you asking for a Svarmshank then. As far as I remember, you were saying... But then again, I don't understand baby language all that well. Maybe that means Svarmshank, Svarmshank, Svarmshank.
Oh, Zadie, please stop it.
What? You don't want a Svarmshank?
Zadie, Shlomi also got 2 new ads, and I never got a new ad.
Shlomi's getting bar mitzvah. That's why he's getting new suits and new hats and a Svarmshank. You're not even bar mitzvah yet. You don't even wear a hat yet.
That's also not fair. How come I'm not bar mitzvah yet? Shlomi's always getting bar mitzvah. Every second week he's getting bar mitzvah again.
Oh, my memory must be failing me. As far as I know, this is the first time he's getting bar mitzvah. And as far as your question why you're not getting bar mitzvah yet, I think Shlomi had that question like 2 years ago when your older brother got bar mitzvah. And you know something? In 2 years, B'ezras Hashem Yisbarach, when you get bar mitzvah, I think your younger brother will have the same question.
I don't know. My older brother is always happy. He always gets things his way. And my younger brother is always happy. He always gets things his way. And I'm never happy because nothing goes my way.
Maybe it's the other way around.
What do you mean, Zadie?
Maybe nothing goes your way because you're not happy.
But how could I be happy if nothing goes my way?
Remember a pasuk in the Teichacha?
What, that?
You know the part that the Balkaira reads low? And it says why the Yidden were punished, Rachmana Letzlan?
Yeah.
It says, Tachas Hashem Le'avaritas Hashem Le'kecha B'Simcha. You see, if we have Simcha, and our attitude is a good one, and we're thankful to Hashem for all the good things we have, and we think about not complaining, but thanking Hashem for what we have, then things begin to go our way.
But I can't be B'Simcha because nothing goes our way.
Well, you're going to have to decide which way it is. Either you stay not being besimcha, nothing goes your way, or you start being besimcha, whether you like it or not. And then maybe things will go your way.
Oh, Zadie, is being besimcha, being happy, one of the Taryag mitzvahs?
Well, not necessarily.
And is being upset one of the Aveiros?
Well, it depends. Let me explain it to you this way. Reb Aaron of Kalin said, being besimcha may not be a mitzvah on its own, but being besimcha is what leads a person to do all the mitzvahs. And being angry and depressed may not be an aveira on its own, but there's nothing that leads a person to do aveiras, to do sins, more so than being upset or angry. Let me ask you something. Did you eat your supper tonight?
No.
Why? The meatballs were very good. Your mother worked very hard on them.
There was no ketchup in the house. I can't eat without ketchup. And there's no time without ketchup.
Well, in a way, that's the difference between doing a mitzvah besimcha or not. When you daven and you're happy about davening, when you learn and you're happy about learning, it's like the ketchup with your meat. If it doesn't taste good and it's not geschmack, you just won't do it.
Zadie?
Yes?
What is simcha?
What is simcha?
Like, does simcha mean to laugh?
Well, I guess when a person's besimcha, he laughs. But, some people may be laughing. You're not necessarily besimcha. It all depends how you laugh and what you're laughing at or who you're laughing with.
So, Zadie, if simcha doesn't mean laughing, what does it mean?
Simcha means you're happy. Happy with what you have. Instead of thinking all the time that your brothers have more than you and you don't have what you need, you think differently. You think, Baruch Hashem, I'm thankful for all the things I have. Then you become happy.
You mean, I'm like not happy because I don't think I have enough things. But if I think I have enough things, I'll be happy?
Let me give you a little bit of a mushel. Why, I remember when I was growing up in a tiny town in Romania. My mother and father had to leave for a couple of days. And my uncle Baruch came to watch us.
Don't worry! I'm here! I'm in charge! I'm going to be watching you! You have absolutely nothing to worry about, little Kindler!
Uncle Baruch, you're gonna take care of us?
Of course I'm gonna take care of you! Now, let's go into the house!
But, Uncle Baruch, you're supposed to have the key.
I am? Uh-oh.
Oh, I left it in Hungary. Okay, we'll just climb in through the window! Here, help me up! Let me put my right foot on your head!
But my hand is getting squashed.
Let me put my left foot on your shoe.
But my shoe is getting squashed.
1, 2, 3. Now gently send me through the window.
Where's Uncle Baruch? I think he's there. He went his head first in the sink and his feet are dangling. I think he needs some help.
Oh, thank you, Kindlech, for helping me. Oh, I got a real good look at the drain pipe over there. Okay, Baruch Hashem, you see? Now we're in the house.
Uncle Baruch, are you sure this is not too much for you taking care of us?
I have it all planned out. Don't worry about a thing.
But Uncle Baruch, our yeshiva bus is coming soon. And all of our little brothers and sisters are coming down.
Oh, don't worry. I have breakfast all prepared for you. Here, I have it here in my suitcase. It's going to be a special treat, Kindlech. All sorts of donuts. I brought each donut a different kind. This way you're all going to be happy and you won't fight. Here we go. Chocolate donut.
And what's that, Uncle Baruch?
A vanilla donut.
And what's that, Uncle Baruch?
Cinnamon donut. And here comes my favorite.
What's that?
String beans donut. Oh, you're going to like this.
Uncle Baruch? How many string bean donuts do you have?
I only have one.
Baruch Hashem.
Please don't fight over it.
Don't worry, we won't.
I knew you're such good, Kindlech. But look what else I have. A cabbage donut, poppy seed donuts, pepper donuts, and tomato donuts.
Is that all?
No, I have donuts for everyone. Here comes my real favorite. Petrichka donuts.
Petrichka donuts?
Oh, only one. I'm sorry.
That's okay. One is more than enough.
I also have many different kinds of yogurts for you.
Ay vey.
What are you complaining about?
We're not used to so many good things.
Here, look. Chocolate yogurt. Vanilla yogurt. Petrichka yogurt.
Maybe the one is going to get the Petrichka donut will also get the Petrichka yogurt.
Oh, no, no, that's not fair. We can't give all the good things to one person. Okay, Baruch Hashem, all the Kindleach are coming in now to eat breakfast. The wagon is already waiting. Hurry up, Kindleach. I have a special surprise for you.
Uncle Baruch?
Yes, what is it, little Maishala?
What's that funny smell coming from the kitchen?
Oh, that's your breakfast. Oh, here comes Zambol. What do you say, Zambol?
Uncle Baruch, I think someone left the fish out for 3 days in the sun.
No, no, that's the Petrichka yogurt. Come on, Kindleach. Everyone sit down and everyone be happy. How come everyone is just sitting? No, dear, Cheskel, eat this cabbage donut. Are you okay, Cheskel?
I'm trying to eat it.
Cheskel, how do you make those colors on your face? Purple, yellow, how do you do that? That's cute.
You eat a cabbage donut. I need a drink.
Oh, you need a drink? Oh, don't worry, I have my yogurts. Strawberry yogurt, banana yogurt, poppy seed yogurt, Bundlach yogurt. How come no one's eating or drinking?
Uncle Baruch, Schleimi put his finger on my donut. Chaim switched my banana yogurt for his Bundlach yogurt. Uncle Baruch.
What's going on? Why is everyone fighting? Why is everyone screaming over here? What's going on?
Hey, the wagon is here to take the bars to Yeshiva. Let's go or we have to walk on your own.
Why, everyone, stop fighting around. Stop throwing a yogurt at each other. What's going on over here?
Uncle Baruch slimed his tooth smell into my banana yogurt. And now he changed it with the poppy seed yogurt.
Why is everyone...
We think we're gonna leave the yeshiva.
Isn't anyone gonna thank me?
Thank you for letting us get onto the wagon and go to yeshiva.
What's with you? How come you're not eating breakfast?
I fast on Tuesdays.
Since when do you fast on Tuesdays?
Since we have Petrichka yogurt.
Where's your Akarsa time? I worked so hard over here.
Uncle Baruch.
Yes, Gimple.
Thank you very much for working so hard and preparing such an interesting breakfast.
Oh, you're welcome, Gimple. You're welcome.
Why are you telling me the story, Zadie?
Because I want to tell you that over the years, Uncle Baruch never forgot how Gimple was so nice to him that day and thanked him instead of complaining. And Uncle Baruch did many toivos for Gimple over the years that he didn't do for the rest of us. And we all understood why. And we all understood Gimple deserved it.
So what are you trying to tell me, Zadie?
Well, the same way things are bein adam l'makom, the more someone appreciates things, the more you give it to him. It's also the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats us.
What do you mean?
The happier you are, the more thankful you are, the more Hashem gives you. No, that's true. For getting Petrichka donuts, how much more so should you be thankful for Hashem for giving you the things you really need?
But Zadie, at least when you were little, you got donuts and things. I never get it.
You never get donuts?
Well, if I ever get, there's not enough. And I never have enough to choose from like you have to choose from.
You're not getting the message, are you? Well, what is it that's going to make you besimcha?
If I have everything I need.
Everything you need. So let me ask you something. You really think if I went to a toy store tonight and bought you all the things you, quote, need, then you'd be happy?
100%.
Let me hear. What do you need?
Zay, do you have a pen and paper?
No, it's okay. I have a good memory.
A full set of airport Playmobil. A small plane, a helicopter, a glider, and a jet.
Maybe you should get me a pen and paper on the other hand. Yes, go ahead.
With a control tower and a terminal and a cargo terminal and 7 suitcases.
Slow down. I can't write so fast.
Remote control,
What?
Remote control anything.
Remote control anything, yeah.
And one electronic scooter with 60 horsepower.
60 horses connected to your scooter.
No, 60 horsepower.
60 horsepower. What else?
A Monopoly game that I win automatically.
Yeah. What else?
a chess game, but no horses. I don't like the horses in the chess game.
Chess game, take out the horses. Anything else?
Vibrating Kugelach.
What? Vibrating Kugelach?
Yeah. This is when my friend does Aliyah, I'll press the vibrating button and he'll lose.
And if you have all of this, you're going to be happy.
If I have all these things I need, I'm going to be so happy.
Yeah. You need these things as much as I need Petrichka yogurt.
But you were supposed to say thank you for the Petrichka yogurt also.
Okay, that's true. Now, I want to change that. You need these things or you want these things?
I guess I want these things, but I really need it.
Need or want?
I need to want it. I mean, I want to need it. I mean, I really, really want it.
And then you're not going to complain, you're not going to kvetch.
That's right. If even you only brought me some of these things, I'm not going to complain, I'm not going to kvetch for a whole week. I'm going to really be happy.
Mm-hmm. You think so. Chazal say, however, mar benechasim, mar bedaiga.
What does that mean, Zaidi?
The more a person has, the less he's happy, the more he worries.
Oh, not me. When I get toys, I get really happy.
You and Chazal were talking to everyone, including you.
But Zaidi, you'll see, you'll see. Bring me even some of these toys. And I'm telling you, I'll be the happiest boy that ever, ever lived.
Really? Okay. You did get the 90 on your Chumash test, and you did clean up the playroom, so I'm willing to try. On my way back from my Chavrusa, I'll stop by Toys to Discover on 5510 18th Avenue, and we'll see how happy you're going to be from here on in.
When is Sadie coming back? It's taking so long. He was by that store across from the park. What takes so long to come? Here comes Sadie, and he's holding a big bag. Shalom Aleichem, Sadie!
Why, Ephraim, what a nice Shalom Aleichem! Why am I zeicha to such a big smile?
You tell me, the Mishnah says. You have to be makabel every person to save your panim yafes with a big smile.
Whoa!
Sadie, can I help you with that bag? Because there's another mitzvah of azev tazev, helping someone with a bag.
Oh, my, what a wonderful little boy. Now, I brought you the first toy.
Why, Sadie, a full set of input play mobile. There's even two, the jumbo size and the regular size.
That's right. I bought one for you and one for your younger brother, Chaim.
Zaidi, which one is for me? Which one is for Chaim?
The regular size is for you and the jumbo size is for Chaim. Now there, Ephraimel, what happened to that Persever Panim Yafos? Huh? What happened to the muscles in your mouth? The smile dropped to a frown.
How come my younger brother gets a bigger one than me?
Wait a second. You told me to bring you the regular size airport Playmobil. I brought you exactly what you wanted.
But you want a bigger one for my younger brother.
But there's always someone that has a bigger one than you. You said you're going to be happy if you have this.
Shlomi gets bar mitzvah. My younger brother gets the big one. I'm telling you, I know what's going to happen. My younger brother's going to wind up getting bar mitzvah before me also.
You don't look very happy with the Playmobil that I bought you.
But I have to wait for getting bar mitzvah. How come I don't get the better toy?
Your younger brother has to wait even longer than you, so he gets the better toy.
But along with this Playmobil has to be a bunch of menschies that come along with it.
Oh, no problem. Your Rebbe has them.
My Rebbe has them?
Yeah. I gave out a whole bunch to him. Rabbi Yonis and Schwartz told me that you were having a Mishnayos contest, so he gave me a whole bunch of toys. As a matter of fact, tomorrow in your class, there's going to be a whole bunch of these airport Playmobiles that everyone's going to get.
But that's not fair!
What do you mean that's not fair? What's the problem?
But then everyone has it!
So what if everyone has it?
But then I'm not... But then...
You know something, Ephraimel? I may be wrong, but you don't look to me like you're the happiest boy who ever, ever lived.
But that's because I like when I'm the only one who has the toy and everyone has to ask me for it. But if everyone has it, then...
That's not what you said. You said if you have it, you're going to be happy. You didn't say you're not going to be happy if everyone else has it.
Zay, did you buy me anything else?
Here's the chess game.
Oh, good. It's fun. I'm going to go up to the room and play with it.
You're in the room. I was here first playing with my Playmobil.
Your Playmobil is bigger than mine. You have the bigger Playmobil. At least you play in the hall. Let me play in the room. I don't have place in the hall because my Playmobil is bigger than you. Zadie! Ryan is not letting me.
What's the problem now?
Now there's no place for me to play.
Well, your tati came home. Now I think he's going to take over. Remember what I told you?
Yes, yes. Don't worry. I'll understand. Yes, Skarja. Thank you for watching him. So, what seems to be the problem over here?
I got this Playmobil!
Oh, that's a tragedy. What's the problem?
No, my brother doesn't let me play in the room because this Playmobil is bigger than mine.
I see. Well, you have some more toys. Zadie told me he couldn't get you the remote control scooter, but he got you a remote control car.
He probably bought the rest of the one that's even bigger.
No, he just bought it for you.
Oh, that's good. I have a remote control car, but I don't have where to play with it.
Oh, Ephraimel, your friend Baruch came from upstairs.
Wow, what do you have? A remote control car? That's right, my Zadie bought it for me. Let's play with it. I don't have where. My brother doesn't let me into his room. Why don't you come upstairs to my porch? Tati, can I go?
If Baruch's parents let, sure.
You see, we have a big porch over here on the third floor. We're going to have so much fun with the remote control car.
You can play with it first, Baruch.
Okay, I'll just pull the lever. Wow, it's so much fun. It's flying back and forth.
I think you should go a little slower.
Wow, look how it turns on two wheels.
I think you should go a little bit slower. That is my brand new remote control car.
Just one more time around the porch.
It crashed into the wall. The gate of the porch. And it popped over onto the porch below.
Boy, did I have a rough day. Oh, let me at least sit out on the porch over here with our coffee. Hey, whatever I did today went wrong. Let me just make myself comfortable over here. At least no one can bother me. I'm about to drink my coffee over here and make a bracha. What's that funny noise coming from upstairs? What's that buzzing sound? What's going on over there? Sounds like a vacuum cleaner. I'm just gonna make my bracha, drink my coffee. What's this? What's flying down on my head? Ouch! Splash into my coffee! What's this? A car came crashing into my coffee! It landed on my head, and my head, and the car came crashing into the coffee! Now there's coffee dripping from my nose, dripping from my tie, dripping from my suit. What is going on over there?
I'm sorry, Mr. Alexei. Our remote control car flipped over the gate. Did it land on your porch?
Did it land on my porch? It landed on my hat, squashed my hat, and now my hat and the car are in my coffee. Oh, I'm gonna have a word with your parents.
Oh, no, now I'm in trouble again.
Someone's at the door. Oh, Mr. Alexei, how are you? Oh, there's coffee dripping from your nose.
There's coffee dripping from my nose, and there's cars in my coffee. I sit down. I like sugar in my coffee. I like milk in my coffee. I don't like cars in my coffee.
Oh, Mr. Alexei, I'm sorry.
What is going on over here?
Mr. Alexei, do you like Petrichka in your coffee?
Yes. Parsley, Petrichka in my coffee. I haven't had it since my days in Romania, when my friend Baruch used to give it to me. Oh, you have some?
Sure we do.
Oh, Baruch Hashem. Oh, never mind. It's okay. Tell your sons they should just be more careful with the car next time. Petrichka coffee. It's going to be my happy day after all.
Ephraim, are you crying?
It was a terrible day, Tati.
Terrible day? Zadie bought you all these toys and it's a terrible day?
I just keep getting into trouble with these toys. And to make matters worse, when I went out to Davin Maariv, everyone was so angry at me because they said they're jealous of me because I got so many toys. What did I get? I got Mr. Alexei angry at me. My brother doesn't let me into his room. Every one of my glasses.
I think Zadie told you Marbenachos and Marbadaiga, but you said it doesn't apply to you.
I guess it applies to me.
Well, you want Zadie to buy you some more toys?
No more toys. I can't take toys anymore.
Maybe tomorrow I'll want some more toys, but not today. I wonder if I'll ever be happy.
Why are you saying that, Ephraim?
Well, I always thought if I'm going to have toys, I'm going to be happy. I got toys, and I just got into trouble. So without toys, I'm not happy. With toys, I'm not happy.
I guess I'll never be happy.
Sounds to me like you're suggesting that the only options in life are either with toys or without toys.
Well, what other choice is there?
There is another choice. But before that, I want you to hear this story. The Baal Shem Tov was a young man. He was still hidden.
Hiding? Why was he hiding?
I mean to say, he was a hidden tzaddik. No one knew he was a tzaddik yet. And he was serving as a shamus in a shul.
He was working as the attendant in a shul? And...
Well, by day he slept. People thought, however, that he slept both by day and by night. They didn't realize all night he was sitting and learning. In the morning, he would wake up very, very early. And he would learn and daven. The first one to come into the shul was...
Oh, woe is me! Oh, oh, I don't know how much longer I can do this!
Oh, who's there?
It's me, Yekel Chaim, Yekel, the water carrier. Oh, woe is me!
Chaim Yekel, what's the matter with you?
What's the matter with me? Oh, I'm this long pole over here that goes on the back of my neck and these two pails of water. I have to schlep it from the river every morning, bring it up to shul over here, pour it into the basin, and then go around to all of the houses. Oh!
But that's your parnasa. You've been doing this for many years. Why are you so sad today?
Why I'm so sad today? Oh, I am so sad. I have no kayak. I'm getting older and older. The buckets are getting heavier and heavier. I have to support so many people in my family. I can't do this any longer. I get paid pennies and I just can't take it. I don't know what's going to be.
Please, please, Reb Chaim Chekel, please. Meet Mechazik yourself.
I can't. There's no hope for me.
Yid is not allowed to talk that way. Please. Well, as much as the Baal Shem Tov tried to be Mechazik him, he just kept saying his problems and how he has less and less kayach every single day and more water to carry and he doesn't know what's going to be.
So did the Baal Shem Tov make a mifus for him? Did he make a miracle that the buckets of water came flying on their own?
No. But let me tell you what happened the next day. The Baal Shem Tov was sitting in the Beis HaMedrash, learning early in the morning when he heard...
Oh, yay, 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 yay.
Who was that?
It was Chaim Chekel. He was so happy.
Oh, mitzvah, good, I love you, I'm specific.
Chaim Chekel, what's with you? You're dancing all over the place. The pole is bobbing up and down on your head. The water is spitzing all over the floor.
Hey, mitzvah, good, I love you, I'm specific.
Chaim Chekel, oh no.
Oh, hey, my buckets are empty. No problem, I'll go fill them up again.
Why are you so happy this morning, Baruch Hashem? Did you win the lottery?
No.
What happened?
What happened? I was just thinking to myself this morning. I'm so old, so many people have retired in my age. They have no koyach to do anything. I, Baruch Hashem, have koyach to schlep this water. So many people have to ask others for parnasa. And I, even though I only make enough money for a meager piece of bread. Oh, but Baruch Hashem, the Eishti gives me koyach to provide my own piece of bread for my family. And on Shabbos, even a special cake. Shouldn't I be the happiest person in the world? Hey, mitzvah, get die low. Spill the water again. It's okay.
The Baal Shem Tov started to dance together with Chaim Chekel. And the Baal Shem Tov said, you just answered a question I had all my life. It says that a person is judged on Rosh Hashanah. On the other hand, it says, Odom Nidam Machal Yayim, the person is judged every single day. Many ask this question. But the Baal Shem Tov said, you just explained it to me. What exactly is going to happen to a person that's decided on Rosh Hashanah? But the same thing can happen to a person one day, and nothing changes the next day. Yet one day he's sad and depressed, and the next day he's happy, and he's full of courage, full of joy and betachin. That's a special bracha from the Rabbeinu Shalom, that a person should be happy, and that has nothing to do with what you have or what you don't have. One day Chaim Chekel didn't have it, and the next day he had the bracha. Everyone was standing around the Baal Shem Tov, listening to him give this drasha. And they said,
Oh, he's no pusher to Shamus.
Yeah.
When the Baal Shem Tov realized that, he ran off to a different town to be the Shamus. But he always remembered the story of Chaim Chekel. So, you make it sound like suddenly you discovered toys aren't going to make you happy and therefore you have nothing to be happy about. If you're zeicha to the bracha of happiness, you'll be happy.
Is there anything I can do, Tati? To make me the simcha? To make me happy?
There most definitely is.
And what is it?
I know what you're going to tell me, appreciating what I have, but I don't know
how... No. I'm going to tell you how to get the bracha so that you appreciate what you have, and therefore you'll have the bracha of Simcha. But first, let me tell you something else. Come on, you can get out of bed now.
I could?
Yeah, I want you to come with me. I'm waiting for Zaidi to show up across the street.
Why?
Well, let me tell you what happened. It was a couple of days ago. Zaidi was walking down the street, and he noticed a family, a poor family that's here from out of the country. The father's looking for a job. They didn't have money to pay the rent, so the landlord was throwing them out.
That's terrible. They didn't even have a roof over their head.
That's right. Well, Baruch Hashem, Zaidi was there. So he arranged for them to move into the attic apartment across the street. But they had no way of moving all of their luggage. Zaidi took care of that as well.
Oh, I'm here! I'm here! I came to move your luggage! Mr. Alexei, Super Continental Airmail Jumbo Express Pickup Truck is here!
You're going to move us with that truck?
That's right! What's the problem?
That truck looks like it fainted.
Oh, that's why it's called a pickup truck. You have to keep picking it up. Don't worry. We're going to load all of your stuff onto your truck. And the part that's not going to fit, we're going to connect wheels to it and connect bungee strings. Don't worry. It'll be a choo-choo train pickup truck.
Your truck is parked by a pump.
Don't worry.
But the police will put a ticket on your windshield.
Oh, not a problem. I don't have a windshield. Anyway, the police don't realize it's a truck. They just think it's a garbage dump. I never get tickets.
That truck is going to move all of our stuff to our new apartment.
Don't worry. We'll put all this stuff in my pickup truck. It never failed me yet.
Did the truck ever get you to where you had to go yet?
Let's not ask so many questions, okay? Let's just put everything into the truck. I'll start the engine.
Watch that terrible explosion. I think it's a bomb.
No. That's just the engine of my truck.
But there's something wrong.
Look at the engine. It's perfect.
How come we could look at the engine? Where's the hood?
Oh, the hood. When I used to drive, it kept popping up. So once it fell off, Baruch Hashem, no problem.
I'm scared to go in this truck.
What are you scared of? I replaced all the parts in the engine myself. The carburetor fell off yesterday. The tabulator fell off 2 days yesterday. I put in my own calculator. I put in my own dryer.
Dryer? Why does your engine have a dryer?
Oh, you'll soon see. When we start driving, water spritzes all over the place. My engine needs a dryer. Let's go. Stop asking so many questions. I have to move you to your new apartment. It's right across the street from me. Don't worry, I live in a very good neighborhood. Cars fly into your coffee over there. It's good. This Petrichka coffee. Just come. Let's go.
Okay, we're all in.
This is quite a sight. 15 shopping carts connected to the back of a pickup truck.
And our refrigerator on wheels behind it.
Don't worry, I do this all the time.
But do you get to your destination all the time?
I said don't ask so many questions. I need the Kindlach to help me start the engine. I need one boy to kick the right tire, another boy to kick the left tire, and I kick from the front. There, simple as that. We're off! We're flying to the streets!
Mr. Alexei!
We're moving so fast, Baruch Hashem! We're almost 5 miles an hour!
Mr. Alexei!
What?
But the refrigerator stayed behind.
Oops, I forgot to connect that bungee string. Don't worry, we're gonna go back. Don't worry, we're going. It's geschmack. There you go. Baruch Hashem, we made it to your new apartment.
Mr. Alexei, but how did you know how to go back and get the refrigerator? How come you didn't get lost? You got lost on the way going.
Oh, the way back was easy. I was able to see the pieces that fell out of the engine. That's how I knew how to go back and get your refrigerator. Baruch Hashem, we're here.
Mr. Alexei, how much do we owe you?
Oh, me? Are you kidding? It's a schuss whenever I can use my super pickup truck, Intercontinental Jumbo Express. It's a schuss. My pleasure. I would never charge anyone. Goodbye. I just need two of your kids to kick the two sides of the tires so the engine can start out again.
But the engine isn't there anymore.
Oh, never mind. I'll just roll it down the hill.
We're going to help you carry up your stuff to the new attic. It's not much of an apartment.
Oh, but thank you so much. We had no place to stay.
This is Ephraim, and here are his brothers. Hi, what's your name?
My name is Michal. Your Zaidi found us this apartment. You know, my Zaidi, I kept complaining I have no friends. So he went out and brought a family so that has children so I could have friends. He did this for me. He didn't do it for you.
Really?
That's right.
Listen, tomorrow we spoke to different gemachs. They're going to be delivering furniture. We borrowed some beds for you to have overnight. This is the room for the children.
Daddy, there are no toys here.
Well, so we're trying to get them furniture. I don't have toys.
toys. We have to raise money for it.
Daddy, do you give me permission to...
To do what? Well, if you want.
Michal, I brought you a present. You brought me a present? What? Here, it's a Playmobil of an airport. And I also brought you a remote control car. This way tomorrow when I come over, we can play with it together. Michal, why are you crying? You don't like it? I cry because I never got a toy before in my life. And since we came to America, we have nothing, not even enough food. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for the toys. And thank you for being my friend. Well, thank you for coming and being my friend.
My, a frying. What a wonderful idea, suggesting that Zaidi found them the apartment so you could have friends.
I don't know. Baruch Hashem, the Kadosh Baruch Hu put the idea into my head.
Okay, now I think we should put the idea into your head that you go back to sleep so you can wake up on time tomorrow. You know something? There's a big smile on your face.
Ta, can you send a message to Zaidi tonight?
Sure.
Tell him the toys did make me happy. But not when I got them, but I gave them away tonight. How could that be?
Because I think you're beginning to learn what Simcha is all about. People think the more you get, the happier you are.
It's not true. The more you give, the happier you are. You know what I think? I think Chaim Chaykel had a chance to give things to people. That's why he was zeichet to Simcha the next day.
And since when are you such a big expert on Simcha?
Since I learned that getting toys doesn't make you happy, but giving them away does.
Well, anyway, it's time to go to sleep.
Wait, can I say something to Shlomi? Shlomi, can I go with you tomorrow and help you pick your bag for your tefillin? And if anything I can do for the bar mitzvah, can I pick up some suits for you? Or pick up the benches for you? What are you looking at me so suspiciously? I really want to help.
And since when I see you interested in helping Shlomi?
I just realized, instead of me being jealous about Shlomi's bar mitzvah, I should help with the bar mitzvah. Because the more you help, the more happier you are. I feel so happy, I feel like dancing on my bed!
Remember, Mr. Alexei is in the apartment beneath us.
Now, who's jumping up and down over there? Oh, never mind. He's singing a song. Mitzvah, Gedayla, Elias, Besimcha. Oh, when someone dances Besimcha, it's okay. As long as he's Besimcha and I have my Petrichka coffee in the morning.